So it's really a real estate reformation if you think about it.
You don't own a business, generally speaking. You have a business that owns you, but if you don't sell, your business is out of business. It turned out it didn't pay as well as I wanted to, so I went independent. Companies, we wanted agents to be shareholders, so we started to actually distribute shares.
Up until EXP, by and large, the tools of ownership were exclusive to the owner class. Well, now at EXP, we've literally taken the power of ownership and given it to the people, right?
I sold all six offices, and I sold the region.
We actually rang the bell at NASDAQ. That's a game changer.
It's gonna work.
Just an epic ride.
I've literally created generational income.
Hey, thanks for joining me on this week's episode of EXP Realty Growth and Success News Commentary. Today we're going to go through what was said at the leadership meeting, the guy conversations, and we have a special guest at the end. Last Friday we were introduced to the Brazilian broker. That's right, EXP is open in Brazil, and within the first 24 hours, over 200 applications were sent in to join the company. There's a lot of excitement behind Brazil. Next, the Net Promoter Score leader came and said to continue to fill out these surveys. It is how EXP continues to innovate. And innovation is one of the tenets of EXP's growth and how the company continues to listen to the very forefront of people doing the work. They are attached to the outcomes that people are experiencing, and they want to know. Trust me, if you have any kind of review, positive, negative, you need to fill in those reports. And they encouraged us to keep doing that because they said they read each and every score survey that is put out there. Next, the training schedule, which on the NPS surveys is what people like, and that comes up time and again, that the training, that approximately 80 hours of live training within the world is a big plus for EXP agents. And so they continue to promote that. And then Aaron Foster introduced his class, which is called Digital Marketing Mastermind. He said it's a free-flowing class with give and take from the participants. And he highlighted his class and said, as a teaser, create your community with all these digital products. There's zero separation now between the world community, and use that to create connections and community by using these digital products. That's going to be Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern. Let's round out the series, the featured classes. One is Brent Gove Unplugged, How to Build Your Organization. That's Monday, 11:30 Pacific, 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern. If you don't know Brent Gove, he's created an over 9,000 member organization within EXP in just 5 years. He is one of the superstars, and he kind of goes through an unscripted, he doesn't really have a topic other than Brent Gove Unplugged. So he's massively entertaining. On Tuesday, there's the Icon Series Mastering Listing Presentation, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. That's hosted by the Icon agent James Null, Mastering the Listing Presentation. Next is our excellent Excel series hosted by Heather Johnson, What to Know About Hiring Your First Admin. That's Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And next is the Digital Marketing Mastermind by Aaron Foster that we outlined. Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern. All this takes place on Our World. If you're listening and you'd like to audit, if you're not with EXP, if you'd like to audit and get a training pass, just look in the show notes. I have a link there. Just put your name, address, email address, and phone number, and get a 2-week training pass within the world. You'll be able to see the disruptive technology that EXP has utilized to grow to the biggest independent company by geography. Okay, now to the iConversations. This, you know, it just comes time and again. I'm not going to go quote for quote, but these basics, mastering the basics, keeps coming up as a topic on all of these iConversations to work your list, to have a list. If you don't have a list, you don't have a business. And to create meaningful experiences and add value to yourself. Seems like implementation is what separates the top from the middle, and that is to implement, to take action on these things, because they encourage us not to reinvent the wheel, to not try something that is not time honored. And you can do this through investing in your business, of course, but working for referrals. The top of the top, by and large, I find, don't engage in buying leads. They source them themselves. Book that was recommended, Badass Habits, from Jen Carr out of North Carolina, who's just an icon agent that has moved geography, and she's really pushing to make it happen outside of her area, because she's going into an area with another superstar agent. And adding more value seems to come up as well. Adding more value. Let's say you sell a piece of investment property, to go through and run the numbers on the future operation of that property. Maybe just one example of adding value to your services, and in the competitive marketplace that is stressed, and focusing on reviews, asking for reviews a part of your business. Okay, well, that is a brief synopsis. Okay, I'm happy to introduce you to Connor Steinbrook. He's a top 100 influencer within eXp. In 3 years, he has created an organization that sells hundreds of homes. Even though he doesn't review any contracts, write any checks, or participate directly in the transaction, but he has grown himself an organization that continues to grow and give back and duplicate the success model. So, all right. Take it away, Connor.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you'd just keep going. All that sounded great. I appreciate those kind words. Yeah, so the first thing is, you know, you being in a different market and me being in a different market is really the opportunity. So what a lot of people don't understand is they're running a very restrictive business model. And if you're tied to a building in your local market, your market share is very small. It's the size of your market. And the size of your market is the size of your business. So the benefit here that eXp is giving us in a world that's contracting and getting smaller and smaller because of technology is to run an international business. So in just a little over 3 years, I've been grateful and blessed enough to build an organization that's just under 800 active agents spanning 35 separate states and multiple countries. That's the opportunity here at the company. So when agents are looking for who to come in with and whose organization to join, they should be looking at people that are playing on a world level, an international level, not on a local level. And that's, I think, what people see with our organization is we built systems out, mastermind systems, cold call or live call systems for eXp Explain presentations, membership courses and private video courses for all sorts of different topics, social media marketing, investing, team building, recruiting, coaching. So we built an incredible system on top of what eXp has already created for us, which is incredible already, but we've made this massive value or created massive value for our partners. And that's why so many people around the world are joining us.
Absolutely. And can you just take us back from the start? You got your start in real estate after your industry coming out of college just stopped overnight.
Yeah. So quick rundown how I got here. I went off to, you know, college in 2003, so long ago now. But I went off and I was getting a marketing degree at the University of Oklahoma. But what happened was I majored in online poker. And it's kind of similar to what's happening with eXp is technology infused itself into a brick and mortar world. And I was an early adopter. So the biggest benefits of my life in the business world have come from identifying opportunities at the bottom floor that have tech-based opportunities and their international growth opportunities. YouTube, internet poker, online poker, now eXp. These are all early adopter stage strategies that have huge market share opportunities. So it was my hobby that became a profession. I put $20 in poker site and didn't realize it was going to become my profession, but I ran it into a small fortune and did that full time up until 2011. Now, what happened on April 15, 2011, they call it Black Friday, the U.S. Department of Justice seized the big poker site. And so overnight, I lost everything, essentially, as far as my way to create an income. So I learned a very hard lesson early on in my life. And I said at that moment, I'll never have one income stream again. I'll always have multiple streams of income. I'll never have me being the sole procuring cause of my business, meaning personal success, always have a duplicatable component to my business, having real success, employees, team members, multiple rental properties, multiple videos. I'll always work for equity. I'll have an equity component to my business model and equity ownership in real estate, stock awards, parts of businesses. But the most important thing was I'll never work for time again. I'll work for residual income. And that's the goal I made. And so I decided the best way to do this was to go into real estate investing and start buying rental properties. I jumped in and it wasn't as easy as those gurus tell us. I got ripped off by the coaching company, went almost $100,000 in debt after all the failed marketing that I did. I ran out of money, but I had time. And so this is a big important reason I think a lot of people are joining us, Mark, is because we have a skill set that very few people have, because when you have no money but time, you're very limited to build your business. but because there's social media now and internet marketing and search engine optimization, I taught myself how to build websites. At the time, Google had just acquired YouTube, and I started building private YouTube channels and linking them to my websites to push the domain, came to right now, the domain authority up. And I built the number one house buying websites for a long time for a lot of big markets here in Texas. And I went on to build a big house buying company. I did all sorts of strategies in single family residential. But what I realized was, as long as you have work ethic and personal initiative and you have the ability to use social media, you don't need money to build a business. Now, because YouTube, I was able to figure out how powerful video marketing was, I started my YouTube channel Investor Army back in, I think, 2017 in February. It became the number one real estate investing YouTube channel in Texas, top 15 in North America. And that put me on the radar for a lot of people reaching out to me, started to talk about eXp Realty. So I was a full-time real estate investor for 6 or so years before I ever got my license. And I was completely blown away after a year and a half of blowing the business model off. I wouldn't let anybody show me the information. I was closed-minded, and I wouldn't really look at it. But finally, I slowed down to take a deep look, completely blown away, put my license into eXp. I think it was like the last week or so, December 2017. So I've been out here for just a little over 3 years, built this organization that's now growing at over 100 agents a month, selling between 150 and 200 houses a month with our revenue share organization. And it's been an incredible journey since then. And so I'm just grateful that this company has given this opportunity to agents that they've never had before. But that's a little bit of a rundown how I got here and kind of what we've been able to do.
Well, speaking of slowing down, I need to slow you down and ask you to expand on that. A year and a half, people were talking to you about eXp. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So the biggest problem I've seen with agents trying to grow this company is they want to send videos to people. This doesn't work. Videos don't attract agents. Agents attract agents. So videos, a bad way to send information to someone, because basically what you're saying is, I'm going to send you something that took me minutes to do. I'm going to send you a link. Watch this video on your time, not my time. And when you're ready to come make me money, call me to join my team. That doesn't work because videos don't answer questions. They're not personal. People watch them at a distracted time. And so what happened to me was happening to a lot of people is they're getting fragmented and broken information, and they're getting it from all over the place, and a lot of it's inaccurate. So there's a lot of inaccurate videos out there, a lot of new people come in the company. And so what really did it for me is when someone slowed down, one of the top leaders in the company, to explain things personally to me in a one-on-one conversation. So one of the reasons why our organization is growing so fast compared to other organizations in the company and why we're outpacing the growth of pretty much everyone right now is because we've done everything on a live presentation level. Now, it takes an incredible amount of work ethic to do this, which is why we can tell everybody what we're doing and they won't duplicate it because they're not willing to put the sacrifice of time in to do it. But that's why we're growing so quick is because we don't send videos to people, because that's why I knew I didn't join the company early on, because I didn't get my questions answered. I didn't get information. And all everybody wanted to do was just tell me, watch this video and come make me rich. And that's not going to work. So what we did is we created a completely different process, an international live call webinar system where pretty much every day of the week, agents in our organization are able to invite agents that want to find out more information to a professional presentation done by a top 100 influencer in the company. And that's the big reason why I joined the company was a one-on-one presentation and the ability to ask questions as compared to not joining. And that's the big reason I believe we're growing so quick as compared to other organizations, because people want to know what we're doing. And it's just we're outworking people, working harder and doing live presentations all the time instead of sending videos.
Sure.
I think that's a differentiator in today's competitive market share race.
Right. And I want to bring it back to what you talked about, multiple streams of income. And it is a little foreign to agents that are trying, they're just working themselves silly to sell a real estate, find a client, sell a house, list a house and sell it and go to a closing. And anything veering from that radar screen is just getting filed in the trash can. But if you look at the billionaires of the world, the Ray Dalios, the Jay-Z's, the Grant Cardones, that is, they talk about equity ownership and they talk about multiple streams of income. I think that it kind of doesn't quack like a duck, if that makes sense. To it doesn't say, oh, am I going to sell more real estate? Is this going to get me more leads? This is a platform, and let's just call it what it is. The technology platforms like Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, they're really playing chess, while no disrespect, agents are still playing checkers, because it's just one dimensional. I need more leads, or I need to hone my sales skills. I don't have time. I'm so busy after an inspection. I do not have time for this video game real estate. Let me go sit in my office and let me make some calls and get a lead. So just veering off that path, Zillow, they're creating more verticals with, mortgages and ancillary services. having and real quietly, they are garnering market share and really trying to turn agents into door openers. And there's always going to be, in my opinion, a need for an agent. However, just EXP just blowing the doors off. It's something new. It's different. It's not changing companies and becoming a lateral shift. Do you have some commentary about that?
Yeah, I got a lot on that, actually, because, you know, I struggled so long trying to create my own financial future for myself. And I studied wealth creation in depth. So I looked out across every single major entrepreneur that I know that's not a fake one, but the real ones behind the scenes that know, that have really built, you know, 8 or 9 figure net worths. And there's 4 things that they all have in common. So if you guys follow my YouTube channel, I kind of backed off or I kind of followed the inspiration of Robert Kiyosaki with the cash flow quadrant, and I created Investor Army Wealth Creation Quadrant, breaking down the 4 components to every single person that I've ever known to create big wealth hats. The first one is multiple streams of income. We've kind of talked about this before, but the reason why you have to have more than one income stream is because it's not if, but when that income stream is going to be affected or eliminated. So you're living an incredibly risky life to have one income stream, which I realized early on when my poker career disappeared. Multiple streams of income ensures self-insurance and diversification. So if one income stream is going away, or disappears, you can lean on the others. So I think everybody should have a minimum of 3 income streams that will cover their house payment, their car payment, and their underlying bills, or that should be their goal to work up to. Because if you have 2 income streams, they're solid, and that's all you have, and you lose one, you're back to the same risky situation of having one. Now, the other 3 things that create wealth are equity through real estate ownership, equity through parts of the business like you see with Shark Tank or Marcus Lemonis, profit, or equity through, you know, other forms. But equity grows without you having to put time into growing it. So everybody saw EXP stock explode this year. Those agents that had equity positions that they built up, did they put any more time in to have that stock go up? They'd already put the time in once, but equity can grow exponentially without you trading time to get it. So it's a wealth creation component. Now, the big one is residual income. So most agents have no residual income, which is why they become real estate investors, which is why I became a real estate investor in the first place. A lot of people want to create money, or a lot of people have money and create a lot of money with their business, but they don't have time. So the only way to have time and money is residual income. The last thing is the agents don't understand is that they don't understand duplication. They think personal success is the way to talk. They look at the 4-hour work week. They look at all this solopreneur stuff. And I've never known a serious entrepreneur to make real wealth doing it on their own. There is no, this is all fake crap out there. When you talk to real people in the business or that actually run businesses, nobody does it on their own. They all have teams, employees, virtual assistants, systems behind the scenes. When I sit down with agents, Marcus, I asked them, I said, did you get into real estate to create an income, or did you get into real estate to create wealth? Every single time they say, I got into real estate to create wealth and a lifestyle. And then I have to explain to them, well, you're at a 1 income stream transaction only business model, and you don't run a team. So if you're trying to create wealth, but you don't do anything wealth creators do, or your brokerage doesn't allow any wealth creation component aside from trading time for active income checks, how are you ever going to become wealthy? And we go down that conversation. And so EXP has every single component that a wealth creator has. It has numerous income streams, multiple streams of income, our sales model, our equity component with the stock awards, and then our residual income with the revenue sharing. And then it has, and so you have equity with the stock and the residual income opportunity with the revenue share, and then the massive duplication system with all the paid employees in the cloud. You have access to over 600 paid employees that are not at your expense as far as a business owner making payroll, because you just have the monthly fee and your cap and paying the company. So if you want to make an income, go where you can only sell real estate. If you want to create wealth, go where you can create wealth. And that's what a lot of top entrepreneurs are now seeing. So the other thing is, you have to work towards residual income. And the way to create wealth is to trade time for checks, trade time for income, which is what agents are doing. It's an active income. It's an increased activity. Pay your taxes, create an amount on top, which is your disposable income. So you create after-tax income, disposable income, and then you put that income into cash-producing assets. So you trade time for checks as fast as possible, trade time for income, create cash after taxes, and then trade that cash into cash so that that cash creates residual income. That's the key to success, really. And agents don't do that. Now they have an opportunity to do that here at EXP, and you're seeing agents come over here and increase their income dramatically and build residual income quickly with the revenue share model. No, I said a lot there, but it is an important topic to go over, and that these agents need to understand. If you're trying to create a lifestyle, and you don't have a residual income, you will never have a lifestyle. You will have something that you're tied to that you have to constantly trade your time to.
Sure. And as well, it's a huge efficiency move for the boutique broker, the independent broker, to just bolt on an economy of scale to their back end, their support staff. I know it's their baby, and they feel like they'd give up control to trade off the EXP name for their hard-fought brand that they're creating on a daily basis. And it's just a huge efficiency move. It basically, the cap or whatever monthly fees are a huge savings. And I don't know, I guess you want to talk about that a little bit as far as the independent broker or the boutique broker that has, through technology, been able to compete with the large franchises. And it made total sense up until the day EXP came to town.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, as an entrepreneur, couldn't understand why anybody would take the risk to run a traditional brokerage when they have this opportunity to build their organization inside a company like this that handles everything for them. So if you look at a traditional brokerage, extremely risky, almost impossible to hit the big time where people think they're going to get when they start as far as bringing in the income they want. I mean, think about how many successful brokerages do you know that you'd want to be the broker owner of? And so I think that shocks a lot of people. Most of the brokers I talk to, especially all the ones we're bringing over, they have huge organizations, but they're not making any money. That's why they're brokers, right? Because everybody says they're broke. So we're trying to show them a better way here. So when you run a business, let's say, Marcus, you're a broker right now, and then you run 10 agents for your independent brokerage. Then you partner with EXP, and you grow your organization into EXP, and you have the Virbela outsourcing system of all the paid employees in the cloud and all the brokers around the country to handle things. Let's say I'm an agent in your organization. One of the biggest reasons brokers are coming to EXP is time management and outsourcing the part of the business that they don't want to do but has to be done to keep the business going forward. Accounting, tech questions, payment processing, all the legal side, contract review. So EXP has built an outsourcing system where there's over 600 paid employees in the cloud and broker rooms in every state and every area that they need to have legally for their agents. So if I have a question that takes 30 minutes, if I'm in your brokerage, that's a 30-minute time liability that you have to allocate to answer my question. And if you got 20, 30 agents, guess how many questions like that are coming in on a daily basis. Now at EXP, because there's segregated broker rooms where there's different broker rooms for each state, if I'm an agent from New Orleans with you, I'm going to go into the Louisiana broker room and ask the Louisiana broker the question that I'd be asking you. So that 30 minutes of time goes back into your pocket now because you're not wasting that time having to answer the question. So what is time? Time can be traded into money or relationships, and this is the only thing that matters. Most people think of money. Top entrepreneurs think of time. So if you guys start thinking of time and not money, you're going to do a lot better in your life. So we can outsource everything to these broker rooms for legal review. So we're selling between 150 and 200 houses a month with our organization. I never see a contract review. I'm not writing checks at midnight. I have no risk of liability, and I don't have to be in all the management side of the business. So I'm outsourcing everything to the company. And for this trading of all this benefit, I have 600 to 700 paid employees outsourcing the legal review in all these different states. I pay $85 a month, which is $1,020 a year. And since I'm not actively in the production side, I give the leads that I have them to the agents of the organization. I literally pay a little over $1,000 to have access to this entire system that's allowed me to build an organization all around the world. So there's never been an opportunity like this. Now, when it comes to some of the big parts of a business model for broker owners, let's look at them first. Let's look at attraction. EXP is the fastest growing brokerage in history of real estate here in North America. So it takes two things to build a successful business: the quality of the product or service you're selling to the marketplace and the person that's selling it. So we already know statistically by the growth rate of the company, we're the most popular brokerage model in the history of our country based off the growth record. No company's ever grown this quick. So we know that people have a great product to offer the marketplace. So attraction is going to be higher. If you're a small independent brokerage, you have 20 agents in your marketplace, you really don't have any name recognition, you don't have any benefit, you don't have anything as far as, you know, something that's going to attract agents at scale or retain agents at scale. And the biggest problem is retention for most brokerages, which we'll talk about now, because EXP has done an incredible job of increasing retention, because agents come and go, they bounce around like ping pong balls, and if you attract a lot of them but you can't keep them, you have no business. So stock awards here are an incredible retention tool, because stock award programs were created by corporate companies a long time ago because they realized if they give people equity in the company and have a vesting period, they have a bird in the hand, the golden handcuffs. Acquire equity in the company, pay your dues to the company to achieve that goal and actually realize that and have those shares vested and given back to them. So when agents have these big equity positions, a bird in the hand that they have to walk away from, ask yourself, guys, does it make it more likely or less likely to attract or to have agents? Or is it more or less likely that they leave? Now, if you can offer a massive equity program to these agents and give them equity in the company, or have given the opportunity for equity in the company, do you think that if you can offer this to agents in your marketplace and other brokers don't have this ability, do you think it's easier for you to attract agents? It's pretty much common sense, right?
Right.
And then so the big one is also the restrictive nature of how local business runs. So if you're an independent broker, you're tied to your local market most likely, where you're geographically restricted to a small market share. When you partner with eXp, you open up international market share. And then also risk and liability. When you're the broker, think about it, everything falls on you. When you partner with the organization, you're not going to be the broker, the one carrying the risk and liability. Exiting the business, you have the ability to have the revenue share willable. There's just so many reasons, accounting and paperwork and being able to get a 1099 instead of having to handle all the internal accounting and processing and all the risk, not having to cover overhead and marketing costs. So there's just, I could go on and on, but I don't know how much longer we have for your podcast, but there's many, many reasons that brokers are bringing their organization over to the company to operate through the eXp business model instead of staying independent.
Right. Well, eXp's relatively new and it's not in every market, especially mine, and common reasons. I really don't want to disrespect anybody's game. Anybody out there doing 100% commission business, I respect their game. And if they put out their shingle, I deeply respect what they've done and the hardships that it takes to keep a business running. The familiarity rule or people becoming with they're familiar with their brother-in-law or their family member or a longtime broker, they're just familiarity ties them down, and social proof is one of the, I believe, leading reasons why people are reluctant to try eXp out or switch over.
It's ego. I mean, a lot of it's emotion and ego. It's not based off math, business sense, and logic and data and anything that an entrepreneur would make a decision on, because if they slow down to look at the math and look at time, stress, and income opportunities and the way they make their income as active or residual, there's no other way that they're going to do better. And I'm not going to put the individual on blast market that's in your market that we talked to a little over a year and a half ago, but I think he runs the third largest brokerage in New Orleans, and he was bragging about how he had just over 100 agents and thought it was such a huge accomplishment. And I kept trying to explain to him, here's what's coming, here's the opportunity, trying to get his ego down. And what's happening now is, he didn't think what we were doing is impressive, and here just a year later, on a monthly basis, I'm growing larger than his entire organization is. So he didn't understand, but that ego blocked him from a big opportunity. It's still a huge opportunity. If he slows down to think about it, maybe he'll realize it now when you give him that information and talk to him again. But the difference of the opportunity, you can't scale massively if you have big goals and huge swing for the fence dreams in your local market, competing in your local market. Why would anybody in a social media, internet-connected world stay local anymore? It makes no sense. If you tell me you're a serious entrepreneur and you're really trying to build a business as big as you can and you're staying local, it just shows me you don't understand the way the world's operating now.
Sure. Well, do you want to talk about the time frame for and the potential for eXp, which, of course, this is moonshot. Who knows what it will be, but it's really, there's nothing that could, structure-wise, it could limit the growth, and unless you have a different thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to make predictions on where the company's going as far as growth and where they're going to end up. As far as I truly, sincerely believe, in my opinion, this is going to be the biggest real estate company on the planet in the next 3 to 5 years, like without a doubt, just because of what's happening here. That's just my opinion. A lot of people share that same opinion. But as far as the growth rate, we've heard expectations of 1 million agents in the next 10 years worldwide with all the countries that they're going into. Now, who knows if we'll get there? Hopefully we do. But, in our organization right now, the goal is to hit 10,000 agents. That's the goal. I think it will be achieved, and we're on the way to getting there.
Sure.
That's what we're working on.
And Amazon started out selling books. What do they sell now? Everything. And this guy, Glenn Sanford, is not stopping there. That we, of course, there's Virbela. There are different success tools that this company has acquired, like the IDX platform plugin. There is the portion of IntroLend, the mortgage plugin. Different opportunities that are controlled by the parent company, EXPI, that's traded publicly on NASDAQ. And Wall Street's taking notice. There's a blip, there's a stock split, and that is the unique opportunity to be able to get stock awards in this parent company and to buy discounted stock. you know, we both know Bart. He took advantage of taking some money off the table with his purchase of discounted stock. I mean, six figures that I don't, where could you do that?
And so that's what's happened to a lot of my partners, and a lot of, I have a lot of agents in my organization that actually almost left a couple of years ago to go back to transactional shops, 100% shops. And thankfully they stayed because they now understand there's a massive difference between keeping 100% and creating wealth. So that's awesome for Bart. But one thing I want to point out is you brought up, you know, some of these big names and Zillows and all these things. And just for all you brokers that are out there, you guys work so hard and you do so much and you deserve so much more. Real estate agents work hard. You know, we're in a very tough business, very stressful business. You guys deserve a bigger opportunity for you and your family for the time you're putting in. And all these big companies Marcus is just naming, what's the one thing they have in common? They don't stay local. They're international companies. They're all over the world. And it's just so important to you need to understand that if you build a successful business locally, yeah, you can maybe make a few hundred grand, maybe $1 million. You build that same business nationally in a lot of different markets. Same business plan, same system, same everything. This is why people franchise. You can make multiple millions. You take that same business model worldwide, you can become a billionaire. So what I'm trying to press upon you guys is the size of your market share is the size of your business. So you need to start thinking about how to make your competitors your partners and how to internationally connect your business and use referral deals all across the country. Use external training sources, because everybody that's staying local, in my opinion, in the next 5 to 10 years is going to realize that they didn't have any idea what's happening in the worldwide climate, and they're going to be way behind the eight ball. And by the time they catch on and realize that these market share races, like you're seeing here at DXP, the company's going to be built out by the time they realize it. And then they're not going to have that opportunity to grow. So this is a market share race. There's going to be, in my opinion, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of agents coming to this company over the next 5 to 10 years. But once the company builds out, it doesn't build out again. And so it's a race for market share. So if you guys are listening to this and you're on the edge and you're going back and forth, it's either do it or don't do it. But if you do it like yesterday. So that's what I hope people understand is you don't need to do this. I recommend you do it. It's going to change your life if you do it correctly, like a lot of us have already done. But if you do want to do it, or you're even close to entertaining doing it, do it immediately if you understand market share races.
Yeah. When's the best time to do something? Today? Yesterday, 20 years ago, 10 years ago? Was the next best time today? That kind of thing, because the more, I think somebody alluded to it recently, that each day the opportunity is less.
It's exactly what's happening. I mean, when I joined the company, we just got around like 6,000 agents. The first year I was here, I think we went from 6,000 to 16,000, then to 26,000, then to over 40,000. Think about that, guys. Year after year, the growth rate. And now we have international opportunity. I mean, right now we're bringing on brokerages from different countries. Think about that. You can stay in your local market and acquire brokerages if you want to think of it that way, because when a brokerage comes over to partner with you and they let you sponsor them, their agent organization operates inside of your organization through the revenue share model. Now, if you think about how much it would cost to buy a 100-person brokerage if you had to strike a check, as compared to talking to a top entrepreneur and explain to them their careers better over here and how they can make more money, and if they move over, what cost does it take you to acquire that brokerage or to benefit as a partner with that brokerage financially if they come over here and partner with you, as compared to having the old way of business done, which is where most brokerages go through acquisition, have to put a capital risk and expenditure up. So you can literally partner with really quality people, serious entrepreneurs around the country. They're going to be some of your biggest or some of your best friends, just like Marcus, you and I were in different markets. And you're not having to go through the traditional acquisition, or if you're buying a franchise or going through that process. So the risk is incredibly low. The capital to run the business is incredibly low, and the international expansion is the highest I've seen. So there's just so many reasons why I think brokers should be entertaining this right now.
Super. All right. Well, I think we said a mouthful. Let's close out by saying the opportunity to work with the Wolfpack. There are organizations within EXP, and the person who you align yourself with kind of matters, because theoretically there are seven people or seven entities that have caused you to be enrolled in the company. And I think from my perspective, you tell me if you're different, is the accessibility and the giving that the upper tiers engage in.
Yeah, I mean, the organization you join matters, especially when you can pick it internationally now and pick who you want your sponsor to be. And so a lot of people, unfortunately, you know, they go with an emotional reason, a friend, a family member, a previous person they had a relationship with, and they're not going with the business perspective, the best opportunity for them. So we created a massive training system for our agents on social media coaching, paid and organic, recruiting systems, all sorts of membership sites, mastermind calls. It's a massive system. If you guys want to see what we created, sit down with us. But essentially, different organizations around the country, these are not traditional standard real estate teams. These are revenue share organizations. A lot of them go by certain names or what they go by. You know, you hear Team Disruptor, Wolfpack, you know, different names out there. So kind of the mentality behind ours is, you know, when I came into the company, everybody's kind of running around with their head cut off like a chicken, you know, and nobody was really working together like, you know, coordinated synergistic movement. And so what I said was, you know, when I was in sports, I went to Plano West here in North Texas, and I was a wolf. And so our mentality in sports was we do more together as a pack or as a team than we could ever do as a lone wolf. So let's work together, win together. And that's the mentality we all took. So we operate as not lone wolves, but a wolf pack organization. And so that's where you get that name where people recognize us for is our revenue share organization. But yeah, we've created a massive system for you guys that's allowing guys to increase your sales business, as well as if you're interested in building a revenue share organization. We train you specifically on how to overcome objections and break habits, all the attraction and retention tools, and all the different things that we built out for you guys. You don't have to pay anything to be a part of what we're doing. You just have to join our organization, and you get access to the entire system.
Super. All right, Connor. Well, I can't thank you enough for your time, and can't wait to just keep winning with you, and just want to say thanks.
Yeah, man. So, you know, guys, if you aren't familiar with Marcus, you know, he's done a lot in the business. His background's extensive. He doesn't talk about a lot. He's a humble guy, so I'll brag a little bit for him. But he's built an incredible investing business over the years behind the scenes. Been a broker for, what is it now, over 20 years. And he's really got a lot going on there in New Orleans. So if you guys are wanting to introduce helping us expand in a market that's not expanded a lot yet, and you want to work with us, just let us know. Set up a call. We can hop on a private call and look at your business. We can get you net sheets and look at your numbers and give a side-by-side comparison so you have a better understanding of what it would look like to move your business over here. And so I recommend that you hop on a call with us and not just watch a video, because sometimes videos can be misleading or difficult to follow along, whereas we can really dig into your business and show you the opportunity the right way.
All right. All right, Connor.
Hey, bro. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Looking forward to having calls with some agents, and you guys have a great day.
All right. How's that for excitement? I want to thank Connor Steinberg again for his wisdom and excitement. And to end this program, this week's episode of eXp Realty Growth and Success News Commentary, if you'd like any further information, audit a class, training pass, audit the world, review our training schedule, interface with the company, just look in the show notes to access a training pass or training schedule or further contact information. Okay, thank you again very much. If you listen this far, as is maybe fifth or sixth episode, it's going to be happening every week, and I hope to see you next time. Thank you so much.